Okay, I think we may be ready. My clock says 9:30, even though that one says 9:29. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the December 3rd meeting of the Portland City Council. Carl, would you please call the roll?
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Saltzman?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Welcome, everyone. We have a couple of announcements up front, then we have communications items, and then we have the council calendar. If you're here to speak on a council calendar item, we typically allow people 3 minutes to testify. You just need to give us your name, not your address necessarily. And, of course, we also maintain civility in this chamber, so if you agree with someone and want to indicate that, give them a thumbs up or a wave or something, but we ask that we not make vocal demonstrations in favor or against the opinions of our fellow citizens so that everybody has a chance to have their say. If you're here professionally having your say as a lobbyist, let us know that fact under city code and who you're representing. But first, before we get to the council calendar, we have a couple of announcements, both good things. First, I have the pleasure of announcing that a little later this morning, in fact, in about a half an hour, I think, the White House is going to announce that the first cohort of climate action champions has been selected around the country and that the city of Portland will be singled out as a regional leader for our work on greenhouse gas reduction and climate change mitigation. So that's a nice feather in our cap as a city, as a leader in that movement nationally, but we're also a leader globally. As you may remember, earlier this year we were recognized by the C40 Climate Summit group of cities around the world for this work. This particular recognition was something that the White House launched as a competition to identify and recognize local climate leaders, and then to provide targeted federal support for those communities. We're looking forward to that part as well. That includes learning and mentorship, targeted support from a range of federal programs, a coordinator that works with each city to foster work between federal agencies, national organizations, foundations, others that might actually contribute to help fund the good work that we're doing. So again, this is our second major victory on this kind of recognition in the last few months. In September, we received this City Climate Leadership Award for 2014 from the C40 Climate Leadership Group, along with Barcelona, Buenos Aires, London, Amsterdam, and others. This time, there's a variety of other winners in the first cohort, large cities like Boston, small ones like Montpelier, Vermont, Seattle, our rival in some things, was one of those recognized cities as well. So we have to give props to our neighbor to the north that they're also doing a good job in climate leadership. But I'm very proud of the work that we as a community have done, previous city councils, this city council, bureaus, citizens, nonprofits, all working together to actually walk our talk in terms of climate leadership in our city. And it's nice when we get that recognition. So, again, we get to steal a march for a few minutes here before the White House announces this, I think, at 10 o'clock. So good news from Washington for the good work that's being done here. With that, let me turn it over to Commissioner Saltzman for a proclamation that goes with the season. Dan.
Thank you.